Good morning, Southwest Believers Convention. Do I have any ready folks in the house? Do I have any prayers in the house? Do I have any people with faith in the house? Oh, I just want to ask that one again. Do I have any people of faith in the house? Well, good morning and welcome those of you who have braved the torrential downpour this morning. Some of you don't even know it was raining. You're so turned on and fired up and ready. You walked through the waters and didn't even get wet, right? Well, I welcome you here to our hometown, Fort Worth. Glory to God. We're glad that you came to be with us this week. So as of right now, you are no longer visitors, you're family. I'm Pastor Terry Copeland Pearson, and we are going to take this first time and set it aside every morning this week in prayer as we go into the day, and we're going to be expecting. My dad said many years ago that prayer is the foundation for every successful Christian endeavor. So, well, I thought the word was. Well, it's prayer that's based on the word of God. Amen. Now, many years ago, I'm sure some of you have heard me say it, and I say it every time because it's really what defines why we're here. In preparing for a spirit-led prayer conference a number of years ago, about 7 years ago, I heard the Lord speak this down in my heart. Don't mean I heard it with my ears outside, but I heard it in my heart very clearly. And he said, there's something about it when people who know how to use their faith come together to pray. At first, that landed on my ears a little strange because I expected him to say, there's something about it when people of faith come together to pray. And that's not what he meant. When people who know how to use their faith come together to pray, it makes a difference. And the Lord takes note of it. In fact, he said, there's something about it. So there's something about it to him. You could say that our purpose in prayer now or at any time in a really broad sense is to change things. It's to change things. You know, we change things by prayer that we change from bad to good. But you know, there's also a change that's from good to better. You know, any kind of prayer, anytime you're in contact or in fellowship with the Spirit of God, something's going to change. And it's going to start with you. We're changed every time we set our faith in contact with the living God. You say, well, the next step then would be to go from better to best. But really, you never reach best in God. Because whatever the best is for today is only better tomorrow, and it only gets better and better. There's no end. You never get to a place that you say, that's the best there is. That's the best it can be. But God, with God and in God, things can change eternally. Isn't that a wonderful, wonderful thought? Now, there are many kinds of prayer. We know that. There's a prayer of agreement, prayer of faith, prayer of consecration and dedication, prayer of thanksgiving, thanksgiving and praise. But no matter what kind of prayer that we're praying, faith is what's essential. So when people who know how to use their faith come together to pray, it just adds up that things are going to change. More things are going to change, and they're going to change further. There'll be better change, more God change, more God in the situation, more God in the circumstances, more God in the convention. When people who know how to use their faith come together, put their faith together, and lift it up to God. Okay? All right. So, here's a little bit of the ground rules here. We have ground rules, okay? Spirit rules. Number one, when you come in the mornings, if you want to get the most out of these prayer times, hook up. That's the first place to use your faith. Hook up. Believe God. Believe God that we're hooked up together and that we we can move forward together, that we'll be flowing together. Well, Pastor Terry, how do we do that? Well, listen with your ears. Listen, first of all, with your ears to what I'm leading, or whoever might be here is leading, what words are being said, and on purpose, set your faith in agreement with that. Pray along with it, and also be listening in your inner man. Be watching by the Spirit for that place of agreement. So when you hear something in your heart, you sense that, connect, agree with it, say something, praise God, that's right, amen, glory to God. And then keep that in the Spirit by praying in other tongues. If you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, praying in other tongues, I'm going to give you an opportunity. I didn't know I was going to do that. Do we have our ushers here, our leader? Where's our Riley or someone here ready? Bobby, is you the man? Okay. So as the Lord leads, we're going to probably step out and do that before the service is over. And we'll give you an opportunity to come down and let Bobby just take you to the side room, and don't go any further into this convention without being filled with the Holy Spirit, just like Acts chapter 2, with the evidence of speaking with other tongues. Glory to God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So we're going to be in faith together because we want to have God able to use this convention and our prayer time. Now, at times past, these pre-service prayer times were really centered on just praying for that next service or for the day, for the morning. But it changed some as the Lord opened our eyes that the people who come to these meetings, especially when He said there's something about it when they come together to pray, that there are things that God wants us praying about because we are a specialist group of people. Yes. Christians can come together and pray, and that's powerful and wonderful. But when people come together, Christians who know how to use their faith, it kicks it up a notch. Yes. It kicks it up. And so there are things that the Lord wants us to pray about. Now, in this meeting, our aim in prayer, it is about the convention. Not anything we pray will be a departure from what God wants done in the convention. You are a part, and your prayer time is a part of what God wants done and be able to use in this convention, because there are things that need to change in this nation. So, I know, and we'll talk more as the week goes on, that this meeting is key, is very key in what God wants done in this nation. This meeting is not just about the people that are in the room right now. This meeting is not just about the people that are watching, or even those that'll watch later on, whether they're local or anywhere on the planet. It's first of all about that, but there are things by the Spirit that reach out and change circumstances and change things by what's preached, by what's done, and by what's prophesied. And so we're going to help create an atmosphere of faith and the presence of God by our praying that gives God the open door to have His servants say what He wants them to say, do what He wants them to do, and prophesy in word and deed from this end of the convention complex all the way to the other end, adults and children and teenagers. Do I have an agreement and witness on that? All right, praise the Lord. So stay engaged. Don't just sit back and listen. Hook up like everything God wanted to do depended on you and your prayers. In that way, we're all taking it to a stronger place of faith. Some people say that prayer changes things, but really it's the prayer that's founded on the Word of God and rooted in prayer that changes things. Because prayer connects us with God, His Word, His will, His purpose, and He is the one that makes those changes. Why do we have to have faith? Hebrews 11:5, because we walk with God by faith. You can't please God without faith. And that is where change comes from, is to please God and to have His will done. Now, let me just nutshell it for you this way. How does faith work? 2 Corinthians 4:13. And this is the heartbeat, the heart pump of our prayer time. In 2 Corinthians 4:13, we have the same spirit of faith as he who wrote, "I believe, and therefore have I spoken." We too believe, and therefore we speak. We believe, therefore we speak. We speak to God, and we speak faith by the word of God. We believe what we speak, and we speak what we believe. Okay? What do we believe? Pastor George, come on up. What do we believe? Well, we believe what God says. What do we speak? We speak what God says. Hebrews 3:1, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. We'll be talking, we just, of course, mentioned the heavenly calling for this meeting. Consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus. He is our covenant connection. He is the mediator between God and man. And he is watching over the words that we speak, the prayers that we pray, the requests that we make. And he is our connector to God. He is our mediator. It's by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and the name of Jesus by which we make that connection. So as I was praying this morning, I got this direction that we're to start off today with a confession of faith. And we are going to, on purpose, okay, and we're not just going to be parrots. We're going to be spiritual trumpets, spiritual instruments, and by release our faith in the word of God and declare it over this meeting and over this week, over this service, and just be like a building block, building an atmosphere of faith that I expect to increase and grow and grow and grow and grow. Now, I'll notice when I come in any service and I step in and you're ready to pray, I'll know it. But we'll take the time to present the word of God so that we have that place of agreement and strong faith. Now, why is Pastor George here? Well, I like to call him, one of my nicknames for him is Captain Confession. Captain Confession. He is Captain Confession, my wonderful husband. But in the mornings, sometimes before we get out of bed, sometimes after, but sometime in the mornings, almost always, he leads us in a confession. He makes a declaration, and much of it is the same every morning. And it's so wonderful. He's led our church in it, and it came to me this morning, in the way early, early hour this morning. And there I was sitting and praying, and there you were. I saw you, Captain Confession.
Looks more like Peter Pan, I guess.
No, you don't have pointy. Well, your shoes are kind of pointy, but you're not Peter Pan. So I asked him to just all together lead us, but I want you to be careful to not just jump out and start boldly declaring things that you're not hooking your faith to. I want you to, on purpose, listen to what he says and then hook your faith to it and release that. Release your faith in what you say. All right, you ready?
Yes.
All rise. At the living trumpets, rise before the Lord. Glory to God.
Let me say this too before we make this declaration. Did you all notice it was raining this morning?
It's a sign.
I don't remember seeing that in the forecast. I don't think that was in the weather forecast. I believe that's God's forecast, and that is a sign of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I'm expecting a convention. way over the top.
That's it.
So, on with my assignment,
on
Captain
your,
Confession.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
And as Pastor Terry said, I'm kind of like God in the book of Genesis, that I, in the darkness of the morning, we make our declaration and bring light into the day. So I want you to say this after me, and I want you to use your faith as you say it.
Okay.
I am expecting.
I am expecting.
Our greatest convention ever.
Our greatest convention ever.
Because great grace.
Because great grace.
Is upon us all.
Is upon us all.
We have victory over death.
We have victory over death.
And the manifestation of the love of God.
And the manifestation of the love of God.
We declare the glory of the Lord.
We declare the glory of the Lord.
Over this convention.
Over this convention.
The manifested presence of God.
The manifested presence of God.
The manifested power of God.
The manifested power of God.
The manifested goodness of God.
The manifested goodness of God.
We believe we receive.
We believe we receive.
Signs.
Signs.
Wonders.
Wonders.
Miracles.
Miracles.
Visitations.
Visitations.
Manifestations.
Manifestations.
Demonstrations.
Demonstrations.
Of the supernatural.
Of the supernatural.
We are walking in the supernatural.
We are walking in the supernatural.
We have supernatural health.
We have supernatural health.
By the stripes of Jesus.
By the stripes of Jesus.
We are healed.
We are healed.
We have supernatural wealth.
We have supernatural wealth.
God is increasing us.
God is increasing us.
We and our children.
We and our children.
More and more.
More and more.
We have supernatural favor.
We have supernatural favor.
Favor with God and men.
Favor with God.
We have supernatural wisdom.
We have supernatural wisdom.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
And we get wisdom.
We have wisdom.
We walk in supernatural prosperity.
We walk in supernatural prosperity.
We believe we receive.
We believe we receive.
Every need met.
Every need met.
Every debt removed.
Every debt removed.
And superabundance in our lives. We declare right now.
We declare right now.
The budget of this convention.
The budget of this convention.
Is completely met.
Is completely met.
And it's going way over.
It's going way over.
God is our supernatural provision.
God is our supernatural provision.
And we receive that today.
And we receive that today.
We expect utterance.
We expect utterance.
From the Spirit of God.
From the Spirit of God.
Coming through every speaker.
Coming through every speaker.
We expect the presence of God.
We expect the presence of God.
Upon our music.
Upon our music.
We expect changes.
We expect changes.
To take place on the inside.
To take place on the inside.
We are getting stronger and stronger every day.
We are getting stronger and stronger every day.
I am strong in the Lord.
I am strong in the Lord.
And in the power of His might.
And in the power of His might.
I am strong.
I am strong.
I am healed.
I am healed.
I am whole.
I am whole.
I am prosperous.
I am prosperous.
We are led by the Holy Spirit.
We are led by the Holy Spirit.
He directs and guides our steps.
He directs and guides our steps.
Our steps are ordered of the Lord.
Our steps are ordered of the Lord.
Every step of this convention.
Every step of this convention.
Every single moment of it.
Every single moment of
it. Is ordered of the Lord.
Is ordered of the Lord.
We declare this today.
We declare this today.
By faith.
By faith.
Our faith is getting stronger.
Our faith is getting stronger.
We are strong in Him.
We are strong in Him.
And we believe for greater strength.
And we believe for greater strength.
We receive the presence of God.
We receive the presence of God.
The outpouring of the Spirit is here.
The outpouring of the Spirit is here.
And everything is going to be all right.
And everything is going to be all right.
We declare the glory of the Lord over our nation.
We declare the glory of the Lord over our nation.
Over these elections.
Over these elections.
Over the finances.
Over
And we believe in Jesus' name.
We believe in Jesus' name.
This is America's greatest hour.
This is America's greatest hour.
We receive it.
We receive it.
We believe it.
We believe it.
And we declare it done.
We declare it done.
Now. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Come on, give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Now, Lord, we thank you that the word has been declared. And now, Lord, on the heels of that, we come boldly into the throne room ready to obtain. The word has been spoken, and we thank you, sir, that you are faithful to your word. He who promised is faithful. You are faithful to your word. You who promised, you are faithful to watch over your word to perform it. Lord, we set ourselves, Lord, to be instruments all week long. Voices of faith, the voices of praise, the voices of the word, the voices of the heart, the voices of the will, the voices of the purpose of God. Lord, for this nation, we pray over this nation. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Come on now. Come on. Lord, we lift this nation to you. We hold it to you, Lord. And in all things that touch this nation, Lord, all things concerning this nation, Lord, it's your heart, it's your will, it's our heart, our will, for a great awakening unto God. Lord, we believe for the great awakening here in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray that this meeting will fully satisfy its role in that great awakening. Thank you, sir. We yield this to you. We yield this meeting to you in the name of Jesus. Odre igleke soto ene teshta karadi soglo kivaradi so koshne kitatai. Lord, we aim this convention, Lord, in your purpose. Lord, agereva shostaka. As Jesus did, that you would anoint this convention, Lord, so that like Jesus was anointed to do good, and he went about undoing all the works of the devil. Lord, I thank you that the purpose of this meeting is to undo what the devil has done, to undo mindsets, to undo wrong ideas about you, to undo wrong ideas about our government, wrong ideas about faith, wrong ideas about the Christian's role, wrong ideas about who we are in Christ, to undo wrong ideas and wrong thinking, to undo ideas that have been affected by liberal, ungodly thinking, wrong ideas that have been infiltrated by religious, ungodly thinking. But Lord, for our thoughts, our thinking, our mindsets, our view, our heaven view, our view from heaven, seated with Christ in heavenly places, that Lord, our view is from heaven as ones who rule, who reign, and who are seated with Christ in those heavenly places. And Lord, that we by faith take charge of the atmosphere even around this meeting, in this meeting, and all the city of Fort Worth. We thank you, Lord, that there will be demonstrations of the power and the presence of God in this place. Demonstrations in the name of Jesus. Demonstrations of the Spirit. Demonstrations of the glory. Demonstrations of heaven in this place. So that the works of the devil may be undone and the works of God may be done. Thank you, Lord, that your heart for every individual, your heart for every family, your heart for every marriage, your heart for every church, your heart for every community, every city, every state in this nation, so that the whole world might see in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the United States of America, as we celebrate today, 240 years under the rule of God's word over this nation, that, Lord, we are a nation returning to the rule of your word, returning to the law of the love of God. Hallelujah. 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 We give you praise. We thank you for it, Lord. We expect it. We expect to hear the word of the Lord. We expect to hear the voice of the Lord spoken to us. Lift up your hearts in prayer, in praying in tongues. Bring a supply. Bring a supply.